have you ever been asked to split a check on a date? I bet you a lot of people have, right, Gianna?
I feel like yes.
The phones are open, 609-243-9778. This woman in New York is going viral because she's talking about the hidden fees of a date. And that's why she should never, ever, and all women, she's saying, should never, ever be asked to split a check on a date.
So apparently she's saying, regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I'm spending money just to show up. I'm getting my eyebrows done. I'm going to a cycle bar class. I'm going to get a manicure. I'm using all of my perfume and my makeup and my hair products.
Which all costs money.
And it all adds up. So
like the date prep, basically, is she's saying she put out for the date prep, all the money for the date prep, you know, because manicure is expensive, right?
Yeah.
Getting your eyebrows done expensive, right? And that's all the money she should be spending because you guys pay nothing to get ready. Although I don't know about that. Maybe guy, like maybe.
Buys a new outfit.
Maybe get a new hair, a fresh haircut.
Yeah.
But I do agree they pay way less than us.
Way less.
What if he shows up with flowers?
That's true.
That's money.
It's true. And also, I hate to say it, if you really want to get ready for a date, you can do it on a budget. You don't have to go to a cycle class, okay? Let's do some sit-ups in our house, okay?
I'm not doing any sit-ups for a date.
You don't have to. That's what I'm saying. If you don't even want to work out, don't work out. Who cares? You're not going to get a six-pack in one workout. I'm telling you right now. So that doesn't make any sense to me, first of all.
I think she's just saying that date prep can be very expensive for women. And I agree. Do men spend nothing to get ready? This is what, besides, like I said, maybe they buy flowers.
Right.
So maybe it is fair.
And maybe a new outfit.
You get the check.
I think men should be getting the check.
Guys getting a new outfit for a date?
Maybe.
Men, you need to call us too.
Yeah.
How do you get ready for a date?
I need to know because this is kind of weird to me because I understand that there's a lot of prep. Girls, you know, do their makeup and do this and do that. And I get it. But is that the reason why men should be paying the check? I don't know. I just think men should be paying the check for other reasons. Because you're a man.
I've always thought whoever asks the person out on the first date should pay. If I'm asking a guy out, I'm at least going to have money ready.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
And then I think once you go on in a relationship, one person doesn't have to pay all the time.
No, it's... Come on.
I know this is talking about early on in a relationship, but it's so interesting. Like, I want to know how if you're a guy, you can call us right now, 609-243-9778. How do you prepare for a date? Are you spending any money to get ready for a date? And if you're a girl, I want you to call us too. I want everybody to call back on a date because she spends so much money prepping for the date. That's what this woman in New York is saying. It's Chris and Gianna, by the way. We're Chris and the crew. Joe's off today. So this woman's gone viral for saying that there are quote unquote hidden fees that women, you know, we pony up a lot of money before we even get on the date.
Right.
Hair, nails, perfume.
Cycle.
She said a cycle class.
All right. Bye. You're not getting a six pack in one cycle class. So let's just skip that.
Basically, the prep work to get ready for a date, to look good, be your best.
Feel good.
Because of that, no woman should be asked to split a check.
I don't know if that's the reason why women
guys
split
aren't
a check.
Spending money. Let's go to the phones. Dying to hear what you think. Olivia from Hamilton's on the line. Hey, Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris and Gianna.
What do you think?
So, I have a master's in labor relations, and I think men should pay more because men earn more than women, regardless of experience and education. So there's a gender gap. So I think, you know, it's just kind of a nice way to informally bridge that gap.
Honestly,
there you go.
Period.
Period. End of story.
Period. I love it.
I don't know. I hate saying that because I don't like, I mean, I know it's true in a lot of
it
fields.
It is true. It is true.
But we girls, we earn our money.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to rely on somebody to pay for me.
But it doesn't mean I want to spend it. I don't think that's a first date is not the time and place for me to be spending my money.
She did make a good point.
She
All right,
did
let's
make
go to Mary
point.
In Langhorne. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning. So especially the first day and maybe the second and third. When I go out, if the guy, usually he indicates he wants to pick up the check to the waitress or he'll grab for it. But if he doesn't, I always say, split it. And if he says yes, or if he says no, you can only take.
Go on. Oh no, we're losing
wait,
her.
You break it up a
Mary,
little bit.
We're losing
Mary,
a little
you there?
Bit.
Oh yeah, can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh yeah, no, go just, ahead.
What was the second part? If he says, can you split it or what?
If he doesn't grab for the check,
right.
And I'll say, oh, do you want to split it? And if he says yes, or if he says, oh no, why don't you pay for the tip? Then I never go out with him again.
Iconic. Awesome. Mary, it's iconic.
Mary, how much do you think you spent? Oh, do we lose her? Her phone was breaking up. I wonder how much that we women spend. I mean, is she accurate? Like, are you really, before every date, getting your hair done, your nail? I guess you are, yeah.
This girl on TikTok says she spends around $170 before every first date she goes
on.
Wow. I think that's a little excessive, though. I mean, are you really specifically going to get your nails done?
I can see some people doing that.
I can see if they're bad.
Yeah.
Like if they looked bad.
Well, if you don't go regularly, like I need a pedicure bad right now. God,
my dogs are barking right now. I need a pedicure.
If I had something to do, I'd go get them done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But not if I'm in close toe shoes. I'm not getting them done. Like, it's,
well, sometimes I do just to make myself feel better. We're in the, then I have more confidence, you know?
We're in the burr month, so my toes will not be painted.
I hear you.
Until further notice.
I hear you.
Let's see. Amy in Palmyra said, I always offered to split the bill, but if the guy tells me he would want to get the bill, then I would get the next day if there is one. So she's kind of down to flip-flop.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with that. If you are in a relationship, you know what I mean?
Right. But I think...
there's no reason for one person to go broke all the time.
No, not in a relationship. No way. Yeah. Robin Bridgewater said, regardless of whatever men do, get a haircut, nice shirt and dress and pants, they should always pay for the first date.
Love it.
It sets a tone and standard that... you know, they're being serious
about this. You know, I'm very traditional. I do like that.
I know.
A little chivalry.
Let's see. Andrea and Helmena said,
oh boy,
this woman is an idiot because who specifically gets their nails and hair done for a date regardless? That's something you're doing anyway. She's just looking for a free meal. You should always offer.
Okay, maybe she's a little extra. Have you ever been to Gravity Hill in New Jersey? I think it's Titusville, New Jersey, right, Gianna? It's yeah. Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:30. Time to get up. You know, Halloween, we're exactly a week from Halloween.
We are exactly a week.
I know
from
how
Halloween.
Much you love it.
I love Halloween.
You're doing anything you can to celebrate Halloween, right?
I carved pumpkins last night.
Very cute.
So fun.
So if you're looking for some like weird, spooky Halloween fun, this place, it's called Gravity Hill. It's in Titusville, New Jersey. You may have heard about it if you're from the area. So it's this road that you drive to, and it's down, you got to go down Pleasant Valley Road. It's about a mile off the exit from Route 29, and you just come to like a dark road. I remember me doing this with my high school boyfriend.
Really?
In his Jeep. Totally freaked out because it's dark out there.
It's weird.
It's not like you're in a housing development or anything. It's just you and
the road.
And the road.
And some trees.
Out there, yeah. And so you get to, and I think there's a marker in the road. Like, I think a lot of people do this.
Yeah, they're probably, yeah.
And you go there and you put your car in neutral. And now there's two, it's funny because Gianna and I have heard different things,
right.
Like stories behind this. But apparently once you put your car in neutral, it's supposed to push you up.
The hill. Like instead of you going down the hill,
like
you think
naturally
you would roll
down, go down, right?
You go up.
But it's because of the guy with the fire. Haven't you heard that?
I actually may have heard, but this is not the one I know.
Legend says that there's a farmer who arrived home and found his house burning down and his family was inside. Like it's terrible. And a lot of people had parked their cars and kind of gathered watching because, you know, a lot of people do that when there's fires, right? He begged people for help, but nobody would help him. So he rushed in the burning home to save his family, but he couldn't.
Ooh.
So the legend says that it's his ghost that pushes cars towards where his home would have been, basically looking for help.
Now, here's the thing. I know this is like a physics thing, but it's still, there's still part of me that believes there's some sort of like spiritual aspect to this because it's just
creepy.
Weird.
It's weird.
I feel like I heard the one where it was like this, with his wife and her husband, like, got into a fight, and she ended up killing him. And then she, like, took him and, like, tried to hide him somewhere in the woods. And it, apparently she, the ghost of her, is pushes your car up the up the trail of where she was taking him.
Oh, because she dragged his body up the hill, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. I feel like I have, you know, vaguely heard of that one, but I've always heard of the farmer one.
Yeah. It's have just
you ever
scary.
Been, if you've ever been, you got to chat with us right now in the 94.5 PST app chat. You got to tell us what happened.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. So Chris lost yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. You weren't here to experience the embarrassment.
I was not. So you're a big loser
but
today.
You said I won. So I was like, I'm just going to think I won. But no, well, I really did lose.
We're going to see if the losing streak continues. We have Haley and Hamilton on the line. She's going to take you on today. All right, Haley, you ready to beat Chris today?
I'm going to give it a shot.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to see where it goes. We're going to kick Chris out of the room. Chris, say goodbye to Haley.
All right, I'll be back. Good luck.
All right, and we are going to wait for Chris to leave the room. Haley, we're going to give you three questions. You're going to answer them the best that you can. And then when Chris comes back, she'll answer the same three questions, and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Your quiz starts now. Ryan Reynolds just turned 48. What Marvel character does he star as?
Deadpool?
Do you want to lock in Deadpool?
I'm going to lock it in.
All right, question two. Simone Biles was looking stunning at her documentary premiere. She's a famous Olympic athlete for what sport?
I'm going to go with gymnastics.
All right. Do you want to lock in gymnastics?
I'll lock it in.
All right. We're almost done, Haley. Last question. Halloween is only 8 days away. What iconic villain in A Nightmare on Elm Street has knives for fingers?
Is it Freddy Krueger? I'm going to lock it in.
You want to lock it in? Let's do it. Haley, that was nice and fast. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
All right. You ready for your shot at this?
Sure.
Here we go. Your quiz
starts.
What
have I got to lose?
I guess nothing.
A zero winning streak?
Nothing. So let's do it.
Okay.
Your quiz starts now. Ryan Reynolds just turned 48.
Oh, love him.
What Marvel character does he star as?
Deadpool.
You both said Deadpool, and you're both correct.
Good job.
All right, moving on to your next question. Simone Biles was looking stunning at her documentary premiere. She's a famous Olympic athlete for what sport?
Gymnastics.
You both said gymnastics, and you're both correct.
All right.
Last question. Halloween coming up next week. Next Thursday. So we're 1 week away.
We're a week away.
I said 8 days.
7 days.
But we're 7 days. I said 8 days for Haley, but we're 7 days away. What iconic villain in A Nightmare on Elm Street has knives for fingers?
Oh, Freddy Krueger.
You both said Freddy Krueger. And you're both correct, Woo! Which means you guys have tied today. Haley, unfortunately, though, ties do go to the house. That means that is a point for Chris.
No worries.
But you're not a loser.
I'll take the tie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it. You're no loser. You showed up.
And you don't have to say that phrase of shame. We're just going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to see Disney on Ice at the Cure Insurance Arena on February 6th.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Tickets for Disney on Ice go on sale October 22nd. So they're on sale now. For more info, go to DisneyOnIce.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I know a lot of 1D fans, a lot of Liam Payne fans, still kind of reeling about his death. But this was quick. The ABC News special, Liam Payne's Final Days, is hitting Hulu today, if you want to check it out.
I just don't really know what new information we're going to see.
I don't know.
But I think
I'm sure they're going to touch on his history of drugs, right? And maybe that he was with those prostitutes.
I just hope it's done in a respectful manner.
Me too. And maybe a little look into how the hotel man provided him with those drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've been hearing that too.
True.
So Pepperidge Farm wants you to know that eating goldfish crackers as an adult is okay.
I just had some the other day.
I was going to say, I don't need permission.
I love them.
What's your favorite kind? I love the pizza ones.
I like, it's very weird. There's a mix between the extra cheddar and the pretzel. Yeah. And there's like a pack where they mix both of those
That's
together.
That's like the newer thing that they've done.
It's the best.
In recent
it's
years,
It's the
yeah.
best.
So what they're doing to kind of give adults permission to eat the goldfish is they're renaming it temporarily. They're renaming the goldfish Chili and Sea Bass.
Oh, God.
So it sounds more adult. You know what I mean?
That is so dumb.
It's so dumb, but I had to laugh. Don't expect to see the new name in stores, though. They're only doing it as, you know, like on limited, like special limited edition bags. And they're selling a set, like a set amount each day for the next week at ChiliandSeaBassCrackers.com.
Oh, my.
I think it's pretty funny. It would be funny to get... to play a prank on somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
What I just picked up at the store.
That is weird.
It's pretty funny.
So weird.
And, okay, so we're a week away from Halloween. Plumbers everywhere are saying, please do not, if you're sneaking candy, don't flush the wrappers down the toilet because they just clog the toilets.
Why are people doing that?
I don't know. But apparently someone did enough that plumbers everywhere would be doing this PSA before Halloween.
Let's just eat the candy
and move
on.
Throw it in your pocket.
Or throw it out.
Well, no, they're saying if you're sneaking it.
Yeah, no shame. Just eat it. I'm just saying. Don't, you know, no need to sneak. It's Halloween. It's the, we're moving
in. You know when you were a kid and your mom told you, you can only have two pieces before bed or I don't know, whatever. Don't flush it down the toilet.
Put it in a jacket pocket and throw it out when you go out next time.
That's what I did. Or throw it in your backpack or something.
For real.
All right, there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, at 8 o'clock, just after 8, we're going to give you the next Sabrina Carpenter shopping spree wish list item. We're trying to win you a $2,500 Amazon shopping spree. Sabrina loves to shop on Amazon, so she's made a little wish list. So we're going to give you the next wish list item at 8 o'clock. 8, noon, and 4, you're getting these wish list items. You're going to enter it in the PST app, the 94.5 PST app. And you could win that $2,500 Amazon shopping spree, Sabrina Carpenter shopping spree, courtesy of Island Records. All right, sponsored locally by PALivingNews.com. If it's happening in PA, it's on PALivingNews.com. Stick around.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the cruise court.
All right, so Nicole and Justin are fighting it out today, and we've got a lot of questions. Let's get right to it. Let's bring them on. Hey, guys, what's happening? Nicole, you go first.
What's happening is Justin gave our dog away.
Wait, what? He gave your dog away?
Yeah. No, you heard. I gave the dog away.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, why?
Well, she was neglecting him.
That's pretty serious accusation there.
We got this puppy about 6 months ago. And all she's talked about all 6 months is just how annoying the dog is, how much it's getting on her nerves.
Okay. Okay. So sometimes I get frustrated with a dog because he doesn't listen or there's like hair everywhere. But that doesn't mean you just give the dog away. I got home from work the other day and both the dog and all of his things were just gone. I didn't even know this was happening.
Oh.
You said over and over and over again how you wish we never got him and a lot of other really, really messed up things. So you obviously didn't want him. And I was sick and tired of hearing you complain about it.
Wait, where is the dog right now?
Yeah.
He gave him to our friends, along with all of the beds, food bowls, and toys that I bought. And I just want my dog and the things that I bought back.
Nicole, I just don't know what to tell you, because all you did was constantly complain about him. You'd refuse to take care of him. And now all of a sudden you want him back. Like, he's definitely better off where he is.
That is our dog, Justin.
Ooh, all right. We get it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. All right, we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna go get some votes from our listeners. I'm guessing, okay, so let's just say if Justin, if you get the votes, the dog maybe is better off with your friends. Nicole, if you get the most votes, you get the dog back. Is that okay? Do we agree on that?
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
We're going to put you guys on hold.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Now that they're on hold, who the hell gives somebody's dog away?
This is messy.
What is going on?
Yeah, but why? Okay, so why is she complaining so much about the dog? I mean,
yeah,
okay, look,
who
sometimes I get frustrated if I'm tired and have to get up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday to walk the dog.
I get it.
But I'm not constantly complaining.
I know, but...
He actually used the word neglecting.
Yeah, but is that, who knows? Maybe she's just complaining and he took it extreme.
Right, but why didn't he take over?
That's what I'm saying.
I've got so many questions.
Who just gives a dog away? It sounds like he wanted the dog, even if she didn't. So, all right, then step up and take care of the dog. And
yeah, I don't think you give, do you give away the dog without a discussion?
That's the kicker.
Let's just open the phones.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
It's 8:17. We're in the middle of Cruise Crew. This is a messy one. On 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. So they had this dog, Nicole and Justin. And Justin said she constantly complained about the dog. I mean, dogs are a lot of work.
They are. Big responsibility.
And he took it upon himself to give the dog away. While she wasn't home, by the way. There was never a discussion.
Nope.
The beds, the toys, the dog, gone.
I can't believe this.
No, John was like, where's the dog?
Where is the dog?
The dog's at a friend's.
Okay, so we know the dog's at least safe.
She's pissed.
I would be.
I think she's probably, I'd be sad, honestly.
I'd feel like blindsided.
Yeah, so what should happen here? Should they get the dog back? Should the dog stay with a nice family?
Oh, my.
What should happen? Let's go to the phones. We've got Zach on the line in Mount Laurel. Zach, I'm hearing you're on her side.
Yes, I am. I do think that taking the dog out of an environment that he was just used to was probably not a good thing for it. But, you know, he should have just talked to her about it first. If my dog just was given away by my partner, I'd be very upset, too.
Very.
I agree.
Absolutely.
It's awful.
Sometimes, I mean, maybe you complain about your dog. Doesn't mean you don't love your dog.
No, exactly.
You know? All right, let's go to Bree and Jackson. Bree, you're on his side?
Hello?
Hi, you're on his side, right?
Yes, I'm on his side.
Tell me why.
So, first, I do agree that there should have been a discussion before he just up and got rid of the dog. But I myself have three dogs, and if my husband gave one of my dogs away to a friend, I would be immediately at my friend's doorstep taking the dog back. So I just think maybe, not that she doesn't care, but maybe if she really cared, it wouldn't be a discussion on the radio. I feel like I would go and get my dog back.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Right. Good point.
Yeah, that's not a bad point. I see where you're coming from. All right, let's go to Denise in South Philly. Denise, whose side are you on? His or hers?
Hello, love. Well, of course, her side. I mean, this is absolutely insane. So if they had a child and the child backed up, right, would give the child away?
Right.
I mean, listen. I mean, I understand things happen, but sir, I'm sorry. That was the wrong thing to do. Maybe the dog should come back and he should go.
Yes. You know what?
A lot of people are saying that in the app chat, actually.
Denise is not the first person to say that in the app chat. Chris in Branchburg said, oh my God, what's wrong with him? Break up with him. She's on her side. Liz and Ringo said, if you can't take care of the dog, it's better that it goes to a home that can.
Well, there's one for him.
He's on his side.
You know, I have to say, it did kind of bother me when I would hope he wouldn't use the word neglectful without a really good reason. And if she's constantly complaining,
right,
what is going on? But again, I still would have had a discussion before giving the dog away.
Absolutely. Amy in Palmyra said what's quote unquote neglectful is just picking up a dog and moving it out of your house and just giving the dog away.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it's a lot more split than I was kind of expecting.
Right. All right. You tally it up. I'm going to get him back on.
Okay.
Hey, Nicole and Justin, you guys have decided that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gianna says it's closer than she thought.
It's closer than we thought. We're looking at about 68% on her side. So you got to go get that dog back.
Good.
And, I don't know. And Nicole, maybe you need to dial down the complaining a little bit.
I mean, he's a puppy. I feel like I'm allowed to voice my frustrations.
Yeah.
But give my dog away.
But now, well, you know.
Agreed. I don't think your dog should be given away.
Right.
But maybe a little more patience with the dog.
Yeah, he's a puppy. So we'll see if, we'll see. We'll see what happens this time, I guess.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks for coming on, guys. your number one hit music station. Yeah, Nikki and Jackson's in the app chat, and she said there's one in Jackson.
There's also one in Pennsylvania, too.
All right, so it can't be the
only one, but this is the closest one to us.
Well, what I'm saying, it can't be the story that we've heard behind it, then, if there's multiple.
Who knows?
It's probably just an optical illusion or something.
Well, it's like a physics thing, I think, right?
So the one in Titusville, New Jersey, like the Hopewell area, is right off of Pleasant Valley Road. You go down Pleasant Valley Road off of 29. And what you do is, and I don't think there was a marker in the road when I did it, but apparently there's a marker in the road where you put your car. And
you put it,
you
in,
put
neutral.
It in neutral, and it moves. Instead of going forward, it apparently goes back up the hill.
Yeah. It's something with like the physics of whatever. I don't know.
It's about a mile. If you're wondering exactly where it is, once you get on Pleasant Valley Road off of 29, it's about a mile once you get on Pleasant Valley Road.
Right.
The story that I always heard behind it was there was a farmer who was arriving home, and that was where the home was back in the day. And the house was on fire. And he tried to save his family. He asked people for help who were watching the fire. Nobody wanted to run into the burning house. So he ran in, didn't make it.
Right.
Apparently you can see those ghosts sometimes when you're there. I know.
I love spooky things, but I don't like them when they're real, if that makes sense.
And sometimes you can see the ghost pushing your car up the hill, because apparently he was like trying to push people towards the house to help him.
Poor farmer.
That's the story I always heard, but you heard something different.
Yeah, there was like, I know this other story, and it's like this woman and her husband got into a fight, and she ended up killing him, and then she tried to like hide him after she did it, and apparently the way your car gets pushed up the hill is like the route in which she drug the body. It's something.
Anybody, if you've been there, you gotta tell us what happened in the 94.5 PST app chat.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Pepperidge Farm wants you to know they've got you. They want you to know as an adult that it's okay to eat Goldfish crackers. I didn't think they were just for kids. Did you?
I did not think so either. I eat them all the time.
They're a great snack. So their latest like kind of marketing stunt is they're temporarily rebranding Goldfish and changing the name to Chilean Sea Bass to make it sound more adult. I don't even like Chilean sea bass.
But you
I
don't? Get it.
It's a little more sophisticated. You know what I mean? So it's just online. It's not like you're going to go into Wegmans or something and see bags of Chilean sea bass. But they are selling a set. I think it would actually be funny to grab a bag and play a joke on somebody. You know what I mean?
I just think it's like funny, but at the same time,
they're only doing it for like a limited time.
Right.
They're selling like a set amount each day just for the next week at ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com. So if you want to get your hands on one of those bags, I would head to the website.
Have you ever had the Old Bay Goldfish?
They're good. I like Old Bay everything.
They're so good.
Yeah. I think pizza are my favorite. Although I like just the plain, like, salted ones.
Just the cheddar, regular.
No, not cheddar. There's like a blue bag.
Oh, it's just the regular.
It's just a regular.
I don't like those.
But then I also like the colors. For some reason, I think they taste different. The little multicolored ones.
They do taste different. I like the pretzel ones.
Yeah, not so much of those. But so this was kind of fast. The ABC News special, Liam Payne's Final Days, is hitting Hulu today. I'm sure they're going to try to trace back when his drug problem maybe started. Now, even more and more, I'm hearing that the hotel workers were responsible for giving him the drugs. So
yeah.
I'm sure they're going to touch on that. I'm hearing, too, that one of his girlfriend's friends said that she kind of felt stuck in Argentina because she had responsibilities back home.
Yeah.
And he kept begging her to stay, and she was worried that if she left him, he would do drugs.
Well, that trip was only supposed to be about a week, and then it extended to like 2.5 weeks, and then they scheduled their next flight home, and then he was like, no, let's just stay again, and she was like, no, I'm gonna go, but I'll meet you home.
Well, apparently he was begging her to stay.
Yeah.
And she felt kind of bad leaving and kind of was worried that he would do, I mean, not jump off the balcony. You know what I mean?
Right, no.
But she was worried that he would get into drugs once she left.
Yeah, and it's probably just this girl's worst nightmare. I feel terrible.
There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Job for the least amount of time. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna.
So quickly, I worked at Chipotle for a day. And I just, after watching the videos that you have to watch, you know, the corporate videos on safety and whatever, I really decided this wasn't for me. And they said, oh, you can have a free bowl at the end of every shift.
You're so like, yes, please.
I sat and ate my free bowl. And then I texted that I will not be returning to Chipotle. So, so yeah, one day I worked at Chipotle.
You didn't even give it a try.
It just wasn't for me. I give credit to everybody who works there. I don't know if I could handle everything that goes down.
My husband told me once he got some kind of a dock loading, unloading job that was like late at night. And he thought, oh, I need a little extra money. Maybe I can do this at night. It was backbreaking. He literally did it once and he was like, I'm out.
I don't blame
him. One shift. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom in Princeton on the line. All right, Tom, what was this job?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, we're here. What was the job?
I got a job picking up range balls at the driving range, thinking I was going to go out in one of those army cars with the cage all over it. And I got there and they handed me a hard hat and a tube and just walking around picking up balls. And after I got hit by about 3 balls, I quit.
I don't blame you. You didn't get to drive that cool cart with the cage and stuff.
That was the idea, but it didn't pan out that way.
I have never in my life seen someone actually walking collecting the balls. I've always seen those carts.
Yeah, so I stayed out past 300 yards, and then that was enough.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Oh, my God.
Gianna, I think that actually beat your record.
I think, honestly.
I think we've done it. We've found the person with the shortest job.
I think we have.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.